Okay, I know that was a lot of information that we just went through. So let's give our brain a little bit of a break and switch gears a little. So last year, I created a new employee training class for a local homeowners association management company. This course was completed by new community managers who were, you know, recently hired. One of the modules in the course was about how to handle disgruntled homeowners. I went ahead and provided a scenario where a homeowner left a voicemail for their community manager questioning the new rules about, you know, the handling of the residential trash cans. The homeowner was not in a very pleasant mood. I actually had one of my relatives record this voicemail and use his angry voice. The idea behind using this scenario in the course is that the new community manager can hear what a real voicemail from a homeowner might sound like. A voicemail that they may very well receive sometime in the near future. Yes, they could have just read about it, but being able to hear it made the learning experience that much more effective and real. So why did I share that story with you? Well, people think that active learning techniques should only be used in a classroom setting. However, active learning methods can also be applied outside of the classroom and in the corporate environment.